This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
National Security Advisor Mike Waltz. He was, you know, one of our congressmen. We love that guy. We had him on the air many times.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's a decorated combat veteran, Green Beret. I mean, you know, he was the real deal. And I know he was under a lot of scrutiny right from the get-go. Well, been relieved of his current role. Yeah, the signal gate thing certainly didn't help. But, however, the good news is, if approved by the Senate, he will become ambassador to the United Nations. So, you know, that's not a bad gig, but it's nowhere near the kind of panache and power that you would have as national security advisor. But it was, you know, President Trump that put this out on social media himself. And, yeah, a lot of it had to do with the leak of the military plans in that signal group chat. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will fill the role on an interim basis. That's a pretty big role. Happy Friday. The weekend is here. And Vice President J.D. Vance kind of took up for Mike Waltz a little bit. He says Mike Waltz has the trust of both himself and President Trump after the now removed National Security Advisor was nominated to become the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Remember, it was going to be Stefanik out of New York. And then the Trump folks didn't want to take a chance on pulling another person out of Congress. So, and maybe this will kind of fill that need and hopefully turn out to be a win-win. And Vance even went so far to say, look, I think you could make a good argument that it's a promotion. This was an interview that Vance did with Brett Baer on Fox News Channel. And they were at the Nucor Steel Berkeley plant in South Carolina. But Vance said, we brought Mike on to do some serious reforms at the National Security Council. He has done that. So it sounds like he's accomplished some things, right? All right. So he believes Waltz will better serve the administration as a UN ambassador, but that is a Senate-confirmed position. So he's got to run the gauntlet of evil Democrats. But nobody better to do it. I mean, this guy... Yeah, Army veteran, and I just, you know, I wish things had gone better for him at the National Security Administration, but advisor,
yep.
Here we are. But anyway, he's gonna end up with a gig, and now Pete Hegseth, apparently, allegedly, he's on the warm seat. Warm. Now, if you talk to the lefties, they'll say it's red hot, and we got to get rid of him and all that, but that's kind of how they operate, so... Yeah, this is coming from one of your Democrats. Senator Mike Bennett out of Colorado predicted Thursday on MSNBC reports that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth would be the next cabinet member ousted by the president. He said, I think there's more to it. I think there's an extraordinary moment that even Donald Trump is admitting that he can't sustain a national security advisor who had the wisdom of sharing signal chain with Jeffrey Goldberg. I think it's probably... a case that what President Trump is maddest about, the fact that it was shared with a reporter from The Atlantic. And the real problem is that Secretary Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, somebody who should never have been confirmed to begin with, of course, is coming from a Democrat, shared battle plans and classified information on that signal chain. They're always going to build it up and make it worse than it actually is. But I could see that being a real irritant that, You didn't cover all the bases. You didn't cover all the details and know that who was on that actual, you know, chat or that, you know, on that signal. You didn't, like, double check that. It seems like anything that's clearly supposed to be very privy, I mean, whether we want to call it classified info or not, instead of arguing over that, clearly these were privy conversations.
Yes.
And somebody obviously dropped the ball. The other thing, though, in defense of that whole thing is, look, these are brand new positions for these people. And they're going to have a level of expertise in things, but there's going to be a lot of on-the-job training.
Yeah.
And I don't know, did we really find out exactly how that whole thing went down? Because they said it was one of Mike Waltz's guys, and then they said it was something else. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know that we ever got the real story and how that so-called leak, it's not really a leak. I mean, can't really call it a leak. But they put somebody on the list who would be one of the last, I think, people that you would put on the list.
A liberal, air quotes here, journalist.
Anti-Trumper, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. You do wonder, like, that can't be an accident. So you've got to figure out how that did occur. And maybe that led to some of them being let go. That happened, what, a week or two ago?